I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Angèle Dubois is a violinist and the artistic director, indeed the creator of the ensemble La Pietà. Her latest recording with the group is an all Philip Glass CD. It's titled Portrait. Angèle, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Great pleasure.
Now, you enjoyed an extensive career playing the standard solo and chamber repertoire before forming La Pietà back in 1997.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, I tour with my violin around the world. And, you know, the solitude was for me heavy to bear as a soloist. And I wanted to go back to share the music with others. And I thought by founding my own orchestra, I would fit everything in the same place. So the soloist is very happy because I do play solo with my orchestra. And also, I have this great opportunity to play with great musicians, share the music with others, and of course, to share it with the public.
One of the choices you made in forming the group was to surround yourself with a family of sisters.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens sometimes. Things happen sometimes, you know, without thinking really. 12 years ago, I had this project of doing some Vivaldi's work, a recording. And I wanted to do it like the way it used to be at that time, where the soloist is conducting at the same time. So here I am, just putting on a piece of paper names of musicians I want to work with, thinking only for the choice of the musician that I recognize, the high virtuosity, the musicality, the human qualities, which is important when you work in a group. And here I am putting names. After 3-4 names, I stop. I look at them, make me smile because I realize, hey, it's funny. It's only women that came first. You know, I went and I called them. They all said yes. And since now, well, 1997, we're still enjoying playing together and sharing the music together.
Since then, you've explored Vivaldi, infernal violins, gypsy violins, fairy tale violins, and the latest is a piece called Profile. It's music of Philip Glass. Now, Glass's music for a long time was considered to be outside the canon. He even had to create a crack ensemble just to get his music and his vision in place. It's a tribute to you and your group that he's agreed to let you play and record it.
Well, I should say that I discovered the music of Mr. Glass in the 80s. And working with him, I think we developed a mutual respect, and I guess that is why he gave me the permission to record this CD, his work, and also he fully endorsed my selection of repertoire.
It's interesting that now his music, really, it's part of commercials, it's part of pop music. Many, many people in audiences for movies don't even know that they're hearing Philip Glass.
Well, it's the point for a lot of music in movies, you know. How many times some people say, have you heard this movie? The theme is just fantastic. And then you say, oh, no, but you know, it's Rachmaninoff. And, hey, are you serious? Yes, it's classical music. It's, you know, there's a lot of music, wonderful music, that are linked to strong images or cinema or theater. And, of course, a lot of music of Mr. Glass has been written for the cinema or for the theater or linked with literature, thinking of Company with Samuel Beckett or Mishima with Yukio Mishima. So it's a masterpiece. And, you know, Philip Glass is an icon of contemporary music. And, of course, he had an extraordinary impact upon the musical, but also the intellectual life of his time.
We've been talking with Angèle Dubois, violinist and leader of La Pietà. Their latest CD is titled Profile. It's music of Philip Glass. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.